Avant-garde classical composer Molly Herron makes some challenging music. It's work that asks the listener to engage and to open up to new ways of making and hearing sound. At Dartmouth College recently, Herron unveiled a new piece played entirely on homemade instruments. Todd Bookman from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Molly Herron is a Princeton-based composer, 34 years old with long brown hair. She counts everything from Indonesian and Norwegian folk to American roots as an influence. But her own work is harder to categorize.
I would say I'm a minimalist. I don't know. I don't like wake up in the morning and wash my hair and think, I'm a minimalist. But I think I fit pretty squarely into that camp.
Herron thinks deeply about motion, about energy, and the physics of sound. That made her a natural fit for her latest commission. Dartmouth College asked her to produce a piece to celebrate their engineering department's 150th anniversary. She's spent the past few months working with a group of students, exploring and designing musical instruments, but perhaps not ones you'd expect.
So I wanted to show a bunch of just wildly different approaches to making sound with objects, which is all an instrument is. It's just an object that makes sound, which is basically everything around us.
Wood, metal, strings, and plastic. The students under Herron's guidance didn't go for beauty. They went for different.
My name is Joshua Elliott. I'm a second-year engineering grad student.
Elliott's instrument is a take on the musical saw, but he's bolted on a whammy bar. It looks a bit like something you'd slice lunch meat with in the deli section.
I guess the classic thing would be to say, I'm not formally trained in music, so this is pure experimentation. Yeah, I mean, I think it, on some level, it definitely does open up the things that you're willing to look at. I mean, it also means that maybe it's not as likely to actually sound good at the end.
Amy Garapick is in the Brooklyn-based percussion group Teague. She demonstrates how to create resonance from a simple, skinny, 3-foot-long rod of metal.
And if we hold these rods in the middle and use a little bit of rosin, which is what violinists use on their bow, to create friction, we can move our hand along the rod to create this beautiful sound. And we can sustain that sound by moving back and forth, or we can make it really loud.
There are also chimes made of different materials in different diameters. Thin sheets of metal that produce a thunderish rolling sound. Herron used these sounds as raw material for her new 15-minute-long piece performed on Dartmouth's campus. Percussion group Teague played the instruments, and vocalists harmonized over top. The lyrics, simply the names of materials used to make instruments. Herron says the piece draws on more than 40,000 years of musical history, from flutes made of hollow swan bones to carbon fiber and nylon objects. They each produce a sound, and when done right, a feeling.
Copper, gold, tin, bronze, steel. Copper, gold, tin, bronze, steel. Carbon, fiber, nylon, copper, gold, tin, bronze, steel.
I think that one of the amazing things about music for me is that oftentimes you can have these really physical experiences when you're listening to something. There was just a rush of energy there, and I felt it in my body, and it felt like I was lifting up or being pushed down. Or, you know, music is physical. It's an entirely physical experience.
Beyond the physical, Herron also wants what she calls open ears, a willingness by the listener to give all the sounds around us their due. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.